You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Angie McMahon with Saturn returning. Kia ora, Angie. How are you this morning?
Good morning. Yeah, I'm really good, thanks. How are you going?
Good. It's lovely to chat with you. Exciting to have you in the country playing some shows at the moment. Are you going to be here in Auckland playing at the Power Station tomorrow night, which is going to be a really beautiful evening? What a song that one is. It's such a strong opening for that record. It feels like it really sets the scene for the world it exists in. Tell us a wee bit about, performing these tracks, Angie, because this album came out last year. It's obviously come from a very strong period of your life. How does it feel to be kind of taking them on the road now?
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's so funny listening to that first thing in the morning. I haven't listened to myself sing it for a long time, but it's been really nice to play them live. It's been really special. Like, when the record came out, we weren't playing shows straight away, and I was, you're just a little bit disconnected maybe from how people are receiving the record. I did get really nice feedback, but getting to be on the road is like, it's so much more intimate and personal, and people have just shown up to the shows with this really generous, like, wonderful energy, I think, like, to share the songs with us live. And it's been, yeah, like, super special. People are like singing lyrics to the verses, which I didn't think they would know, and you know, just kind of like, I feel like it's landed, and it's been really special. Like, the record came from a dark episode for me, or just, you know, a bit of a crash and burn episode. And I think this is the next episode that was waiting after that, and it's been really nice to be able to live it.
Totally. And I think there's something, you know, from a listener perspective or from an audience perspective, there's something very comforting about hearing somebody else kind of articulate things that maybe you've gone through, or that you have friends who've gone through, or you can kind of feel, you know, that classic thing that music does of making you not feel alone in the process of doing that. For you, writing in that way as well, is it something you think about when you're doing the crafting of your songs? Do you think about who's going to listen to it, or is it very much a for you process? How does that kind of work for you, Angie?
I think it's a bit of both. I think that naturally is weaved into the process, like, as an instinct, because when I am deciding what lyric is going to be the real, you know, the final lyric, or what the chorus is going to be, it usually lands, like, it feels good in my body to sing it out or to write it out, because it's it feels true. And then I think we have these, you know, these shared experiences and these shared, like, universal truths that a lot of us do, you know, we go through the same levels. Like, we have to learn a lot of the same lessons as humans. And so I think if I have found the way to articulate something for me that feels helpful or is helping me process, then a lot of the time it does end up, I think, connecting to someone else as well. Like, maybe not everyone else and maybe not in the exact specifics, but I think we have to walk through a lot of the same doors and portals. And yeah, it's like a really lovely thing to be able to share that with people. And like, it's the way that I've figured out how to connect with people, I think, is to recognize that. So it's been, yeah, it's nice to realize that it's not just about me, even though often when I'm writing the songs, I'm really just in my own head and in my own world. But
yeah,
but yeah, it is wider than that, which is really special and makes it feel more worthwhile as a job, I think, as well.
Yeah, totally. And how does it feel, I guess, for yourself to be performing these songs now? Because I imagine, you know, when you write it, it's one thing in your brain, and then when you're recording it, it's probably another thing, and then releasing it and then actually getting to tour it. Does your relationship to the song itself shift across that time, or do you sort of notice it shifting?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think when I was making the songs, there was probably a little bit more fear involved because I didn't know how they would be received, and I felt like I needed them, and also I felt really vulnerable, and I was just kind of trusting the path, but there was so much unknown. And I think my relationship to them now feels a lot stronger. I feel like I have more trust in the songs because performing them has been really healing, and the way people have received.
Oh, we might have just... we just lost you for a tiny second there, Angie. Sorry, what was that last thing you said?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I was just saying that it's been really healing to perform them to people, and I feel more stable in, like, my love for the songs and hearing people sing them back. There's a lot of, like, positive, like, you know, self-compassion mantras that happen in the songs as well, which I'm really happy that I put in because I still need to hear those things, and now I get to sing them on stage every night, which is really nice.
That is really nice. It's a good hack for your mental health or something, maybe. Putting that in there. What's it like, you know, when you bring tracks to a band or to musicians that you're working with? Is it something, you know, is it a vulnerable feeling ever, or is it, you know, you've got a good crew around you and you feel confident in that relationship? What's that like?
It's both. Like, I do have really beautiful people around me. Like, my band are really beautiful people, and they're on the same page as me. Like, they want to make authentic music and they want to pour their emotions into it as well. But it's definitely vulnerable because you don't know if something is going to land with people, and they're just doing their job as well, you know, so they're not going to tell me if they hate it. But we have, like, landed in a very special place, I think, with these songs, and it does have to do with the people in the crowd as well, like getting to see other people connecting to what you're doing. I think it makes you feel really connected to the craft. But yeah, my band has been beautiful, and I think that's an exciting part of it. They're the first people that I show the songs to, or, you know, the producer in the studio or whatever. They're the first people who hear them, and that's like the very beginning of the flower getting to bloom or whatever. So it's a special but vulnerable time to do that. Yeah,
totally. Oh, it's going to be a really special show tomorrow at the Power Station here in Auckland. When you're on the road and you're, you know, sort of performing an album that is, you know, now living its life in this live space, are you someone who's thinking about the next thing? Are you writing already, or do they kind of have to really be chapterized for you? How does that work?
I'm trying. Like, I would love to be making music at the same time, but it's so limited, like, what I have the capacity to do while we're on the road. But I'm trying to write a lot because there's a lot of emotions up in the air when we're touring as well. Like, it's quite an intense experience, and so I'm trying to take note of it, and I'm sure it'll show up, you know, in songs down the track. But I haven't really been songwriting, more just like filling my journal with, like, outpourings of, you know,
Good ammo for later down the line.
Yeah. It'll come in handy, yeah.
Totally. Oh, Angie, it's been a pleasure to chat with you. We'll see you tomorrow at the Power Station. There are still some tickets available from Ticketmaster if people want to head along. We're going to listen to Music's Coming In from Light Dark Light Again. Have a great rest of your tour in Aotearoa, and we'll see you really soon.
Thanks so much for having me. See you later.
Thank you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.